Hey everyone, welcome back to the Just Glow With It podcast. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and the host of this podcast where we talk about all things lifestyle, wellness, and self-growth, all from a balanced perspective. So it feels really good to be back on the podcast after taking last week off for my birthday. I did celebrate my birthday last weekend. My best friend came into town and we had like a birthday weekend celebration situation, which I did end up vlogging, and that video should be up on my channel. Definitely check it out. It is such a cute, fun little vibe. We did a little bit of everything this past weekend, which I will share more in today's episode, but I will link that in the show notes. I just am excited to be back. I feel really refreshed and re-inspired to kind of get back into my routine. And for today's episode, I wanted a more chill, relaxed kind of vibe. Think catching up with your girlfriend over FaceTime or coffee and chatting about all things finding balance in your life, living your best life, and how to create healthy friendships. These are all things that I've either been experiencing or just things that have been on my mind. And I wanted to come on the podcast and share my two cents on these different themes, as I always do every week. And I really hope that you enjoy this episode. Like I said, it's more of a chill vibe. So grab a coffee, make your matcha, a glass of wine, get comfortable or get some work done, whatever you do when you're listening to podcasts. And I hope that you enjoy this episode. As a reminder, be sure to check out our sponsors for today's episode. The links to that will also be in the show notes. And that is all I really have to say. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. So I want to start off this episode kind of recapping my birthday weekend, just because it segues into the topics that I want to talk more about in today's episode, which are how to find balance in your life or living a balanced lifestyle, and also creating healthy friendships in your life. Like I mentioned, these are things that I've either been experiencing or just things that have been on my mind. So for my birthday weekend, my birthday was on Thursday, May 4th, and my best friend actually flew into town from California to Arizona on my birthday, and she was here from Thursday until Monday afternoon, so we had a good amount of time together, and it was honestly the best weekend slash birthday that I've had in such a long time. I did not realize how much I needed some quality time with my best friend until this weekend, and it was just the most well-balanced weekend I've ever had. And like I mentioned, I did end up vlogging my birthday weekend, so I really highly recommend checking it out. It is such a cute little vibe. We had so much fun. We did a lot of things, and you get kind of an insight peek into our friendship. I'm a Taurus. My best friend is a Virgo, so if you know, you know. And we did a little bit of everything, which is one thing that I really love about my friendships that I have, at least with, you know, the people that I feel closest to. I feel like I can do anything and everything with them. You know how there are some people where you see them as just your school friends or your work friends or your party friends, and you're able to kind of compartmentalize like who is who and where people belong. Although I think that's a great trait to have because not everyone can be everything for you all the time, I do also think it's so beautiful when you do come across people who you can literally do anything with. I myself view myself as someone who is well-rounded and multifaceted. I'm not into just one thing, and I don't like to do just one thing. And so when I find people who are also the same way, and I can go out and have drinks with one night and then go to a yoga class the next day, I love that, and I really appreciate those kinds of friendships. And Jessica for me is definitely that kind of friend. We can do dinner and drinks, and we can go to yoga. We can, you know, go to a concert, and then we can like have a coffee day. Like, we can literally do it all, and I love that our friendship is like that. So that's essentially what our weekend looked like. We had dinner and drinks and then more drinks afterwards. And my friend Kayla, who I made out here in Arizona, she ended up going out with us the night that we had dinner and drinks and like went out. And it was so much fun. It was honestly one of the best nights that I've had like with girlfriends in such a long time. And it was honestly such a good vibe the entire night. Like, everything just flowed the entire night. The vibes were right. there were a lot of little synchronicities that happened throughout the night while we were together, and it was just insane. Like, I can't even get into all of it, but the entire night was just a good vibe from start to finish, and it was really nice to see my best friend from back home and then my friend from Arizona meet for the first time and genuinely get along and like have good conversations and things like that, which again is what I really appreciate about the friendships that I have. I feel like I have such good, well-rounded people in my life, and to see them connect with one another just makes me so happy. And I'm going to get into the whole friendship aspect a little bit later in this episode, but we had a girls' night out, so much fun, such good vibes. We also did a lot of shopping, coffee shop dates, matcha dates, exploring Arizona, and just showing my friend, you know, different places that I like to go to in different parts of Arizona, which was really nice. We also attended a sound healing class together at Desert Movement, which is the Pilates studio that I'm always talking about and posting about on my social media. And it was so nice to have her kind of come into my little space here that I've created or that I've made here in Arizona, and just kind of have her be a part of it. And it was also very sentimental for the both of us to go to this sound healing class because we actually met at a yoga studio. That is where our friendship began. We both worked at a yoga studio together. I think she got hired on like a month before I did, and she ended up training me on one of my very first days, and we became like instant friends. From that moment, the Pilates studio that I go to here in Arizona, it has a very similar vibe to the yoga studio back home where we both used to work at. And it just brought us back to where we first met and where our friendship first began, and to see us like where we both are now in our lives and in our friendship. It was just a very sentimental, nostalgic kind of moment for the both of us. And so that was really fun. It was definitely an emotional day as well, I will just say that. And we just had like a lot of girl time as well. And we also had a wellness day where we spent pretty much the entire day at a luxury resort and spa where we got massages, and there was a eucalyptus steam room and a beautiful walking trail and a hiking trail. And it was just the most beautiful resort that I've ever been to. I highly recommend if you are in the area or if you are ever planning like a getaway, a honeymoon, a girls' trip, Sivana Resort and Spa in Carefree, Arizona is a 10 out of 10. They even had like a cafe, and they have yoga classes and sound healing classes as well. It's definitely a wellness-oriented kind of resort. It's very peaceful, very much our vibe. So if that's your vibe, highly recommend. And you can see a glimpse of that also in the vlog. I vlogged the entire day. But all in all, it was honestly a beautiful weekend spent with the people that I love, doing the things that I love. The entire weekend, and even now, my heart just felt so full of joy, of love, happiness, gratitude. You know, we made so many good memories this weekend, lots of new inside jokes, and I feel like we got even closer this past weekend, my best friend and I. And I'm just so happy, you guys. I feel so fulfilled. I feel like I really needed that time with my best friend. That's the most time that we've spent together since I moved to Arizona, and that's been almost 2 years ago. Really, really needed that. So all in all, it was a beautiful weekend, and I'm still kind of riding that wave of joy and love and happiness and just feeling very fulfilled. And so I'm sharing all of this not to just talk about my birthday, but to share how this weekend was a much needed reminder of the importance of taking time off, putting down the to-do list for just a moment, and just being present with the people you love and enjoying your life. I talk a lot about living a balanced lifestyle, yet sometimes I find myself not living a balanced lifestyle. And that's just me being a human. I'm not perfect. I don't always have it all figured out. I don't always practice all the things that I talk about, but I do always try my best. And before my birthday weekend, I was finding myself in a bit of a rut because, you guys, I have been going really, really, really hard, I would say, for the last 2 to 3 years, just working on my goals. I feel like naturally I'm a very focused and a very determined person, which is a good thing. But the negative side to being very focused and determined is it can cause me to have tunnel vision and forget about other things in my life that are important, such as spending time with the people that I love or having a wellness day or practicing balance. So for my birthday weekend, I really set the intentions to be present as possible, to not worry about anything other than enjoying my time with my friends, to have fun. And I feel like that's exactly what I did. And it reminded me that work will still be there when it's all said and done. The house will get cleaned eventually, and there's no need to stress about everything all the time. But it also reminded me that routine and structure still is important. And after this last weekend, I definitely felt re-inspired and re-motivated to get back into my daily routine, but in a more balanced way and not be so tunnel vision about things. This is your reminder if you've been leaning more towards one way, whether that be being all work and no play or all play and no work. So I'm really grateful that I was able to experience this weekend that I had. It was much needed. And so I wanted to share how I'm currently practicing living a more balanced lifestyle now that I kind of have this refreshed mindset around living in a more balanced way and not being so tunnel vision about things. And I think the first thing that really helped me, especially with during my birthday weekend, are setting intentions for what I want to experience, how I want to feel, and what I want to do. So if I want to have a more productive week or a more relaxed weekend, it's really helpful for me to write those intentions down because it helps me to set the tone for that, and it also helps me to be in that mindset. So with anything that I do, you know, whether it's my birthday weekend or the start of a new week or maybe right before date night, I like to get my journal out really quickly. It doesn't have to be super long. It could literally be a few sentences. And I just like to set my intentions, and it usually sounds something along the lines of my intentions for this week, for this night, for this weekend are to feel productive, feel relaxed, to enjoy myself. I want to go with the flow, or I want to stay focused and disciplined with my goals, whatever it is that I'm trying to experience in that moment or that week or that day. I set those intentions, and it really helps me to stick to that mindset and stick to those intentions. And the next tip that has really been helping me with living a more balanced lifestyle is reminding myself that living a balanced lifestyle does not necessarily mean splitting my time perfectly in half. Living a balanced lifestyle for me means prioritizing different aspects of my life in a way that feels sustainable for me. And I think it's all about finding the right mix of work, play, self-care, relationships, friendships. When it comes to living a balanced lifestyle, or just the term balance, I feel like there's this misconception that balance means dividing your time equally between all areas of your life. And I think that's really unsustainable and unrealistic. Instead of striving for a perfect 50-50 split, I think it's important to focus on what feels right for you. And that might mean spending more time on work during a really busy period, or prioritizing self-care during a particularly stressful time. Our priorities and our needs are going to shift over time, and we need to be able to recognize what we need and adjust accordingly to maintain a sense of balance in our lives. And a way that I like to do this is by checking in with myself and recognizing what it is that I need, which is another tip on how I try to live a more balanced lifestyle. So for example, this week I had a very productive and busy week because I had a lot of work to do. I was catching up on a lot of stuff, and so I had longer days than normal, and I was working a little bit more than normal throughout the week, and I didn't really prioritize a lot of my wellness habits and self-care rituals. And now that we are at the end of a work week, today is Friday as I'm recording this, I kind of have been checking in with myself with how I'm feeling, and right now I'm feeling a little bit drained, a little bit mentally burned out, just because I've been so busy and kind of been nonstop since my birthday weekend and I haven't had a time for myself to kind of just rest and recharge. And once I acknowledged that I was feeling a little mentally burnt out, you know, I asked myself, what do I need to feel better or to fill up my cup? And I decided what I needed was time to reset and some quiet time. So to give myself that, I decided I want to give myself a super chill and quiet weekend alone. I haven't been alone in who knows how long, and it worked out perfectly because my boyfriend is currently out of town for the entire weekend. So I can physically be alone. So starting today, which again is Friday, I decided to delete my social media for the weekend, although I will be downloading Instagram just to share my new vlog. But other than that, I will not be on social media. And I also made sure to finish up any of my mandatory work by today, aka this week's podcast, and whatever isn't urgent can wait until next week. I'm not going to stress myself out to finish unnecessary things that don't have to be done by today. And instead, I'm having a solo self-care weekend, a work-free weekend, and just taking time for myself to do the things that I love to do without distractions, without social media, without any of that, and just spend my time cooking or hanging out by the pool, reading, journaling, getting inspiration, you know, on Pinterest. I don't consider Pinterest social media, which is why I still keep Pinterest. To me, it's more of like an inspirational place, but I digress. And just catching up on maybe some of my shows that I haven't been keeping up with and things like that. So I'm really being intentional with this weekend and having lots of me time, quiet time. So right after I finish my work for the week, I'm going to be shifting more into self-care / me time. And to kind of kick off that new phase for the weekend, I will be setting my intentions in my journal of how I want to feel this weekend, what I want to do, what I want to experience, how I want to spend my time and things like that. So again, going back to setting intentions, that really helps me to kind of shift into a new state of mind, into a new energy every time I'm going from one thing to another. So that's currently all the ways that I'm trying to live a more balanced lifestyle. Of course, there's more that goes into it in terms of wellness and routines and habits and working out and things like that. But for the most part, these are the mindsets that I'm trying to keep in mind to help me achieve a more balanced lifestyle. And of course, if you want more on balanced living and all of those things, I have numerous episodes where I talk about that. If you want to look back, and also on my YouTube channel, I share more of my daily routines and things like that that help me seek balance in my life. So if you want more of that, it's definitely out there. Okay, so moving away from living a balanced lifestyle, again, if you want more of that, definitely check out some of my older episodes as well as my YouTube channel. That's kind of where I share my routines and habits of how I live a balanced lifestyle and things like that. But now I want to get into talking about friendships and creating healthy friendships. I get DMs about this a lot, and this weekend really emphasized for me how blessed I am to have the most genuine, wonderful, beautiful, thoughtful, and loving people in my life. I really do, and I just feel so lucky and so grateful. I remember on the night that we went out with Jessica and my friend Kayla, I was telling Jessica how I feel so happy because of the fact that I have such good people in my life. And she looked at me and she said, "It's because you are a good person, so you attract good people too." And I was like, "You know what, bestie? You're right." And it made me think about back to the times where maybe I wasn't the best friend to people, or when I didn't have the best people in my life. And now to be in a totally different place within my friendships and to have healthy friendships, it feels really good, because my friendships, especially in my 20s, was always a really difficult aspect of my life for me. So I feel extra grateful to not have complicated relationships or to simply have genuine friendships in my life. And I wanted to share the things that I've learned thus far when it comes to creating healthy friendships. And the first thing that I've learned when it comes to that is you first have to know yourself. Earlier, I was saying how I love the fact that I'm able to go out, have drinks, have fun with my friends, and then in the same breath, I'm able to go out to a sound healing class the next day or go get matcha or have like a whole wellness day. The reason I'm able to do that with my friends is because I've taken the time to learn who I am, what I like, what I don't like, and I've gotten super clear on those things and I embrace it. So for example, I've learned and become okay with the fact that I am not a club person. You cannot drag me to a club. You cannot pay me to go to a club. Don't get me wrong, in my early 20s, you know, I've been to clubs. But now at this point in my life, I am not a club girl. That's just not the era that I'm in. However, I am a drinks and dinner and a lounge vibe kind of girl. And I embrace that fact. I don't try to force myself to be a club girl because I'm in my 20s and, you know, someone on TikTok said you should be going to the clubs because you're in your 20s or whatever the case is. I don't let myself feel embarrassed or shamed for the things that I like to do or the things that I don't like to do. And because I own who I am and I like who I am and I do the things that I like, that then allows me to attract those same kind of people. It's easy to feel like you're the odd man out, but I promise you, there are other people who like the same things as you, and you do not have to try to fit into a group just for the sake of fitting in or to not feel lonely. You will feel more lonely trying to be someone that you are not in a room full of people where you don't belong versus simply getting to know yourself, embracing yourself, and liking who you are. Be authentic and genuine, and you'll attract friends who appreciate you for who you are. And it's such a liberating feeling to have those kinds of people in your life and not have to put up a front. I've also learned when it comes to creating healthy friendships that being your own best friend first is so, so important. I've said this before when it comes to dating and friendships, and it's you have to treat yourself the way you would want someone to treat you. Go do the things you'd want to do with a friend or you'd want a friend to do for you. Go to that Pilates class. Try that new coffee shop. Don't wait to have the friends or the relationship to go do those things with. Learn to show up for yourself the way that you would want a friend to show up for you. I think it's really important to practice being your own friend first because I think it teaches us a sense of independence and learning to rely on ourselves. And I think having that healthy balance between being able to be your own best friend and having people to rely on to support you is important. Before I learned to be my own best friend, I was probably a little bit too codependent on some of my friends, and that's not healthy. And another thing that I really think is important for creating healthy relationships and friendships is being open-minded about the type of friends you're open to making. I know in the day and age of clout and aesthetics, there are people who will only be friends with you if you look a certain way or if you have a certain amount of followers or you make a certain amount of money or you dress a certain way. And honestly, if we're being completely for real, you do not want friends like this, nor do you want to be this type of person, because all that could be here today and gone tomorrow. If the only reason you are friends with someone or you make friends with people is because of how they look or because of other external factors, it's really difficult to be able to build true, genuine friendships that has substance. It's one thing if it's just like a party friend where you guys don't really, you know, talk about serious things and vent to one another and it's just like go out, have fun, then that's fine. Chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, if you like my content, and if you're anything like me, you are someone who enjoys substance. You enjoy meaningful connections. And if you are only creating friendships or seeking out friendships based on how someone looks or dresses or, you know, what they do for a living, you could be missing out on so many beautiful, amazing friendships. My best friend, Jessica, for example, if I only based my friendships on us being influencers and doing something similar to what I do, I would not have that friendship because we have two completely different careers. You know, she works a 9-to-5 kind of job. She's happy doing her thing and I'm happy doing my thing. And although we don't have the same career path, we have so many other things in common and we are so close in so many other ways. Or, for example, my friend Kayla, if I only based my friendships purely on aesthetics and making sure that people match my aesthetic and my vibe, I would be missing out on a wonderful friendship with her because our aesthetics are completely different. She is super spunky and colorful and adventurous with her style and her fashion, and she kills it. Like, she literally can kill any look that she tries. And whereas me, I'm very simple and minimal and neutrals. Again, we have so many other things in common, such as our mindset and the fact that we're both creative and entrepreneur like people. So we connect in deep ways on a different level. At least for me, what I found is more important is that we have the same values, we have the same mindset, we have the same core beliefs. We don't have to agree with everything, we don't have to believe, you know, in exactly the same thing, but I think as long as we're all kind of on the same page with things and we have the same kind of character and the same heart, then a beautiful friendship can form. So the next time you get a good vibe from someone, even if they don't look like the type of person that you would typically be friends with, trust that and just see where that can take you, because you never know where that friendship could go or what it could become. And I think another really important tip for creating a healthy friendship, which I think is pretty obvious, but sometimes we need the reminder, and it's that if you want good friends, you have to be a good friend as well. So if you want support, you have to give it. If you want honesty, you have to give it. If you want love and attention, you have to give it. Think about all the ways you want a friend to show up for you and ask yourself if you do the same currently. And if you don't, what ways can you begin showing up for your friends the way you would love for them to show up for you? I also think part of being a good friend is also giving grace to your friends, because the truth is, life is hard sometimes. You know, sometimes it might be something that you're not aware that your friend is going through. And I think this is where communication is important, which is another tip that I have for creating healthy friendships, is communicating openly and honestly. But I think it's important to give our friends grace for the things that they are going through in life. And if they aren't able to show up for you in the way that you want, before you make the assumption that they're a bad friend, ask yourself, is this person going through something right now? Is there something else that's preoccupying their life that could be causing them to not be as attentive towards me or to be as, you know, there for me as I would like them to be? Which leads me to my next tip, which is communicating openly and honestly, because there is a fine line between a friend just going through some things and them needing their time versus a friend who's just never there for you and is a bad friend. So this is where communicating how you feel is really important so that you can have that understanding. I also think voicing how you feel before things get bad is really important. You know, I've definitely had to have uncomfortable conversations with my own best friend, and I'm so thankful to have a best friend who is so receptive and so understanding. And it just feels good to be able to be vulnerable, which is something that I've always struggled with when it comes to friendships. And I think a good sign of any healthy relationship is feeling safe enough to have those uncomfortable conversations and being able to voice how you feel. And my last tip for creating healthy friendships is being able to set boundaries with yourself and with your friends. Setting boundaries for myself was one of the main things that I worked on in therapy, because I used to struggle with feeling like in order for me to be a quote unquote good friend, I had to be there for my friends 24/7. I had to be there and answer right away every single time they called or texted or wanted to hang out. and I had to be the one to figure out their problems. And that was not because my friends made me feel that way. That was my own subconscious beliefs, and that was something that I had to work through. And I feel like I'm finally at a place where I'm able to say no to my friends and not feel guilty about it. I'm able to put myself first and not feel like a bad friend. And I think that has helped my friendships so much, because I'm no longer overgiving my energy or my time, and I'm no longer feeling resentful, and I'm able to show up for my friends as a better version of me. These are kind of the things that have been on my mind recently, how I'm currently focusing on living a more balanced lifestyle, my take on creating healthy friendships. I feel a shift happening in a very positive direction. I feel like the last 2 to 3 years have been nonstop lessons and obstacles and challenges and trials and tribulations. And although it's been very difficult, I'm also very grateful for those things, because I know that they happened for me, not to me, and it's all happening for a greater good. As of recently, I have just felt this inner shift. We're here and we're thriving and we're grateful and we're living life and we're blessed. So that is all I have to say for today's episode. I hope it was a great kind of chit chat, uplifting, inspiring, motivating episode for you to start the week off. As a final reminder, don't forget to check out our sponsors for today's episode if you are interested in trying out OneSkin or BetterHelp. The links to that will be in the show notes, and be sure to check out my latest vlog as well. It's such a cute vlog, you guys. All of that will be linked in the show notes, and that is all I have to say. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.